the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, December the 5th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. The U.S. Supreme Court hears the Masterpiece Cake Shop case today. Also on the rundown, labor organizations denounce a union-busting bill demanding workers pay for representation. And we take a look at the move to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling that's tucked into the GOP tax plan. First, our top story, the third time was the charm, as the U.S. Supreme Court Monday allowed the latest version of the Trump administration travel ban to go into effect while legal challenges against it continue. The New York Times reporting the decision was a victory for the administration after mixed successes before the court over the summer. The unsigned orders for the court Monday urged appeals courts to move swiftly to determine whether the latest ban was lawful. Meantime, the High Court is hearing a case today where Christian religious beliefs are up against gay rights all over a wedding cake.
The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments today in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, a case that will determine if Jack Phillips, the owner of a Lakewood bakery, was justified in refusing to make a wedding cake for a gay couple because of his faith. Craig Conneth, an associate professor at the University of Colorado Law School, says the court's decision could have broad implications for anti-discrimination laws in Colorado and across the nation.
What this law and laws like it do, they're basically trying to address that history of discrimination and protect LGBT individuals in a range of areas. So if they want to go to the doctor, a grocery store, or a restaurant, this law prevents them from being kicked out.
Colorado law prohibits businesses like Masterpiece from discriminating based on a range of characteristics, including race, sex, nationality, religion, and sexual orientation. Phillips' lawyer claims the baker is an artist and should not be forced to express what the government dictates. An amicus brief filed on behalf of 20 states and a brief from the U.S. Justice Department makes similar arguments. I'm Eric Galatis.
A bill that opponents describe as union-busting legislation meant to target Florida's public school teachers is back again after facing defeat in the Florida legislature. More from Tremell Gomes.
Bills such as House Bill 25 by Republican Representative Scott Plakin of Longwood are being introduced in legislatures across the country. While Plakin claims it will add greater transparency to labor unions, opponents say it's part of a coordinated effort to undermine the voices of public workers. Joanne McCall, president of the Florida Education Association, says the bill even further marginalizes women.
I am the largest labor union in the state of Florida. As a matter of fact, we are the largest labor union in the Southeast, and we represent 75% women. This bill is directed at us.
Under the bill, any public sector union except those representing firefighters and law enforcement or corrections officers would be automatically decertified if more than 50% of the workers they represent don't pay dues to the organization. Last year, the bill passed the full House but died in a Senate committee.
Advocates concerned about pollution, air quality, and climate change hosting a summit tonight in Reno about the huge proposed budget cuts at the Environmental Protection Agency and the consequences for Nevada.
The Trump administration's budget included a 31% cut to the agency. Jennifer Ann is with Moms Clean Air Force, which is co-sponsoring the event. She says she's worried that the EPA will be forced to cut funding to state fire management crews, which thin the forest to reduce the severity of future wildfires.
So they've already started firing supervisors within the forestry and leaving crew to take care of 600 miles by themselves in a single day to check on different parts of the Sierras. We need to be able to have cleaning crews to go out there and do prep work.
More than 1.2 million acres have burned in Nevada so far this year, which contributed to an F rating on air quality in Washoe County from the American Lung Association. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Too many people and too few beds, Mary Sherman reports that's the problem for county jails across Ohio.
An analysis of 83 inspections of county-operated jails found more than 30% were overpopulated in 2016. Opioids are often blamed for the flood of people in jail charged with low-level offenses, but their inability to pay bail or bond can also keep them locked up until their court date. The Ohio Justice and Policy Center, Stephen Johnson Grove, says this can cause physical and mental trauma.
We have to look at and see the misuse of the criminal justice system. We have to see that we are misusing a hammer to drive a screw. So many social problems have been defined as criminal justice problems instead of being treated as a health problem.
He says one suggestion is state and federal investment in long-term treatment programs to help people kick their addictions and then move them toward meaningful employment.
And finally, Andrea Sears reports attached to the Republican tax plan that passed the Senate on Friday is a provision that would open up 1.5 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling.
Republican lawmakers have been trying to allow drilling in the refuge for years. But according to Marissa Knodel with the environmental law firm Earth Justice, the majority of Americans want the wilderness area left untouched. Past efforts weren't able to get the 60 votes needed to overcome a Democratic filibuster. But by attaching it to the tax bill, they were able to get it through with a simple majority.
It has no place in the budget process, and this was really a backdoor mechanism for pro-drilling proponents to try and get it through must-pass legislation.
She says the area is home to polar bears, herds of caribou, and a variety of migratory birds that could all be affected by exploration and drilling. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.